Words for the day. Where is your heart? This is from a reader submission. Once upon a time, there was a rich king who had four wives. He loved the fourth wife the most and adorned her with rich robes and treated her to the finest of delicacies. He gave her nothing but the best. He also loved the third wife very much, and he was always showing her off to neighboring kingdoms. However, he feared that one day she would leave him for another. He also loved his second wife. She was his confidant and was always very kind, considerate, and patient with him. Whenever the king faced a problem, he could confide in her, and she would help him get through the difficult times. The king's first wife was a very loyal partner and had made great contributions in maintaining his wealth and kingdom. However, he did not love the first wife. Although she loved him deeply, he hardly took notice of her. One day the king fell ill. He knew his time was short. He thought of his luxurious life and wondered, "Now I have four wives with me, but when I die, I will be alone." Thus he asked the fourth wife, "I have loved you the most and endowed you with the finest clothing and showered great care upon you. Now that I am dying, will you follow me and keep me company?" "No way," replied the fourth wife, and she walked out without another word. Her answer cut like a sharp knife through his heart. A sad king then asked the third wife, "I have loved you all my life. Now that I'm dying, will you follow me and keep me company?" "No," replied the third wife, "life is too good. When you die, I'm going to remarry." His heart sank and turned cold. When he asked the second wife, "I have turned to you for help, and you have always been there for me. When I die, will you follow me and keep me company?" "I'm sorry I can't help you out this time," replied the second wife. "At the very most, I can only send you to your grave." Her answer came like a bolt of lightning, and the king was devastated. Then a voice called out, "I'll leave with you and follow you no matter where you go." The king looked up. There was his first wife. She was so skinny as she suffered from malnutrition. Greatly grieved, the king said, "I should have taken much better care of you when I had the chance." In truth, we all have four wives in our lives. The fourth wife is our body. No matter how much time and effort we lavish in making it look good, it will leave when we die. Our third wife is our possession, status, and wealth. When we die, it will go all to others. Our second wife is our family and friends. No matter how much they have been there for us, the furthest they can stay by us is up to the grave. And our first wife is our soul, often neglected in the pursuit of wealth, power, and pleasures of the ego. However, your soul is the only thing that will follow us wherever we go. To cultivate, strengthen, and cherish it now, it is your greatest gift to offer to the world. When the world pushes you to your knees, you're in a perfect position to pray. The verse for the day, 1 Timothy 6-7. Tell the rich in the present age not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather on God, who richly provides us with all the things for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, ready to share, thus accumulating as treasure a good foundation for the future, so as to win the life that is true life.